You're not becoming a fireman.
Firefighter, not fireman.
The term firefighter was coined to create the illusion that women are of the same standard and do the same job as men in the fire service.
So, as far as you're concerned, there's no difference whatsoever between what a female firefighter can do and what a male firefighter can do?
Yeah, I think there is a difference. Again, it's that physical thing, isn't it? It's the physical thing. There are female firefighters that are not very strong at all. And the nature of the job may require you at some point to scale a ladder and to put someone on your shoulder and take them back down again. And there are female firefighters that won't be able to do that. You're there to rescue people. You're there to show that, you know, your skills and your strength and stamina are enough to cope with the job. Females are being let into the fire brigade to show statistics that the fire brigade, or the LFB, London Fire Brigade, are being equal ops. And yet, they don't seem to perhaps really realise that on the front line, you do need some strength. They've got strength tests, you know, for the entrance, but they're being constantly doctored so that they're not as hard as they used to be. Pretty much since they've been pushing for more females to come through, I feel the standards have dropped. And this is from what I've seen and from talking to guys in the job that have been there 20, 25 years. You do get rumours that, you know, they've lowered it because a lot of the female firefighters can't do level 12 or they struggle.
You're a woman, Julie.
Marge, women have been firefighters since...
What? London's burning?
Well...
And what good are they? My dad was right about this. Can women lift the 135? Can they break down a door? Can they carry a man down a ladder?
As long as there's fairness, you know, I don't have a problem with female firefighters. I think, I believe that their strength and fitness should come up. Not the tests come down to them. That's wrong. Would they do that in the SAS? Would they say to a female SAS, you know, you've got to go and save this embassy dude that's being held by, you know, terrorists. But, you know, in your entrance exam, we won't require you to run quite as hard as the guys. And we'll bring the targets a little bit closer for you for target practice. There's a thing in the brigade where they have female open days. So they can try on the fire gear and have a little go around the rat run and see what it's like before they come and do it for real, for the real selection process. They can talk to people and other firefighters and submerge themselves into it, which is good. It's great. Why not? You know, let's get people involved and let them... But there's no such day for male firefighters. There isn't an open day for male firefighters to go and do the same thing. This is all about equal ops, you know. I mean, they've got to do it. They've got to go both ways, you know. They've got to do it both ways. Otherwise, then it becomes, you know, not equal ops. Even though it doesn't matter whether there are more guys than girls or more girls than guys.
A team of firemen is called a watch, and it has six men. If the watch has women in it, the job automatically becomes more difficult and dangerous for the remaining men, because while she's protected from the toughest and most dangerous tasks, the men aren't. Instead of a 1 in 6 chance of being selected for a dangerous task, it's 1 in 5 if there's one woman, or 1 in 4 if there are two women in the watch, and so on. I would pity the only man in a watch full of women. The consequences for firemen, due to the presence of incapable women, are quite simply life-threatening.
On the call slip, it might just say fire at number 32 Belmont Road or whatever. You don't know what the hell is going on until you turn up to that place. And if you're the first appliance there, and you've got the driver, the officer in charge at the front, and four girls at the back, female firefighters, and there's a guy on the first or second floor that is in desperate trouble, and he's got flames licking up his arse, and he needs to get come out of that window. There's no other way from it to escape. Those four female firefighters are going to be well trained. They're going to know what to do. But there's a 100-kilo ladder they need to get off the back of the appliance. They need to position it over a garden wall that could be 3-4 foot, maybe 5 foot high. And one of them's going to have to go up there and assist, or perhaps even carry a guy down. If it's an adult that's, you know, that weighs quite a lot, and those four females are saying, well, I can't get up that ladder, I won't be able to do that, what happens to that guy? You know, maybe the officer in charge is able to do it, or the driver, but he's not in his fire gear when he turns up. He's in his work gear. So he has to get his fire gear on and then perhaps climb the ladder. It's just, it's physics.
This is why the terms firefighter and police officer and soldier are all fallacies when applied to women. Women do not do the same job because they're not capable of doing the same job. Instead, men take up the slack created by inadequate women and pay the price with injury and death. Take this woman.
To do that and to make sure that the Houses of Parliament and London as a whole could go about its business.
I'd like to see her CV. Often, public bodies have to justify why there are not more women in senior positions, but we should actually be asking why there are any at all. Considering that policemen face far greater danger in their work and don't have the option of maternity leave, how can we be sure she's in place due to merit?
Why can we recognise discrimination everywhere except against men?
A man's world in many ways. I know there are many, many female firefighters now, a lot more than there were, but it's still, they're still the minority, very much so.
Yes, and I think, you know, especially having met, you know, women in the fire service as well, I mean, that they are kind of, they are tough and they do have to hold their own.
No, for sure.
I suspect that if we removed all men from firefighting, if we replaced everyone in the service with females, if we even painted fire trucks pink, women would still complain how difficult it was for women in a male-dominated profession. ...343 firefighters were killed in the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Every single one of them was a man. Where were all the women attached to the fire stations in New York? What excuse did the women find for not going into the Twin Towers? How many female firefighters were on maternity leave whilst these men died? This woman on the game show Fort Boyard is a firefighter.
I hope they've taught you how to knock down doors.
Definitely.
In you go.
Oh, no!
Britain. This is tough.
As high as you can.
Yeah.
As high as you can. As high as you can.
Take a bigger run up.
She's a hard lady.
Come on, Jane.
Remember the elbow. Whoa. Big run, as fast as you can.
That's
and high.
Oh.
High.
Oh, really? So close.
Fast as you can. Well done.
Yeah, 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 no. Oh. Yeah,
come out.
I think just two more throws and you would have been there, but that's tough for you.
A man with no firefighter training has no trouble with the same task.
A bit of an outy one, I think. Be aiming higher,
that's it.
He's got it.
Yeah, you got it.
It's on the floor. Okay,
brilliant. He's got the key. Come out.
A woman can actually fail the physical component of the fireman test and still become a firewoman to meet female quotas. Firewomen are paid exactly the same as firemen, who are more physically able and better suited to the job. This is wrong, and a very substantial pay gap should exist in the fire service, and also other services. That's right, you heard it here first. Male soldiers, male police officers, and male firefighters should be paid more than women. This is not about being unfair to women, it's about being fair to men, and recognising their greater efforts, their greater abilities, and their greater risks.
This is a recurrent theme when we look at equality. Women want equal rights to do a job, and equal benefits, but they also want lower standards of entry, and less risk. And we let this happen.
One of the main changes that has to come is that if we want to talk about any form of emancipation, liberation, equality for women, then there has to be equality of responsibility.
By politicising essential do-or-die services, we truly show the Pyrrhic victory of feminism. Men's lives are at risk, the lives of the public are at risk, And why?
She's not becoming a firefighter.
It's what she wants.